Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanished Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanished Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch us on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Brittany, could you lower the music, please? Thank you. Thank you. A little lower. A little lower.
How about turn it off?
Thank you.
How about just turn it off?
Just have something to say.
It's on.
James Harden will never win an NBA championship. Fat bum.
He got pinched.
Wow. Have you ever seen a more hungover player in your life?
You think he was hungover?
I mean, what? I could smell the tootsies from him from the top of the 100 level, Leroy. Are you kidding me? Was he hungover? That dude came straight from the VIP lounge, and he goes, oh, no, oh, no, Davion Mitchell means business tonight, and it was a mistake. He should have just, you know what, he should have just told Ty Lue yesterday, which basically Ty Lue took it out of his hands because he did something. Ty Lue, he may have topped Greg Popovich yesterday.
He just took all of his starters out.
He took them all out to start the second half. He was just like, are you guys bleeping kidding me? We're down this many points, and you just give up a 9-0 run? Are you... James Harden, are you kidding me? Look at you!
You know who didn't go to Tootsie's? Kawhi.
Kawhi did not go to Tootsie's. Kawhi did not go to Tootsie's because he's a cyborg. But James Harden yesterday, first of all, he's a shameless flopper. I mean, oh my God, it's a disgrace. But I mean,
that's where our guy learned it.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
He just came from
Norm Powell.
Norm Powell.
How dare you? He does. He's a D-Wade disciple. He doesn't go down to the shemockery that is James Harden.
Shemockery?
I mean, it's ridiculous. The trickery, as Eric Spoelstra likes to call it, that he goes out there and does. But, dude, I got to tell you something, and I got to tell you something. Can I tell you something? Davion Mitchell's got that dog in him, dude. I mean, yes. He has got that absolute dog in him.
That dog didn't play.
No, well, he's sick. He was sick.
What does he sound like now?
I don't know. What does a dog with laryngitis sound like? Kind of sounds like your Doc Rivers.
By the way, in all my years of football, I saw something that I've never seen before.
We'll get to that. We got to talk about something much more important. Okay,
that the boat raced the Clippers.
We boat raced them.
I thought at the beginning of the game, and when we got to like the third quarter, they were gonna have 43s.
They could not miss from
could
three.
Not. Bam.
Bam had
nobody could miss.
Bam had a career night from three, and it was all of it was a delight.
And they didn't even like they weren't even touching the rim.
Nope.
They were like, I'm like, holy smokes.
Davion Mitchell yesterday was 6 for 6, 5 for 5 from downtown, or I think 4 for 4 from downtown. It was ridiculous. And I gotta tell you something, and I don't say this lightly.
Of course you do.
No, I don't say this lightly. Don't say that I do that.
What are you talking about?
Bam Adebayo might not be the best defender on the team anymore. It might be Davion Mitchell. It might be Davion Mitchell.
They're different defenders because Bam has to guard everybody.
I know, but dude, this guy, he's an animal. He's just like he's just.
That's his thing.
He's just robbing these guys blind. It's crazy.
That's his thing.
And then he has like the best assist to turnover ratio in the league.
And you're gonna bench him?
He is incredible. I just want it to be known, for any person whatsoever that ever decides to put James Harden in the same paragraph, nay, the same book as Dwayne Wade.
Who's doing that?
People, dude. People are doing it.
You make up stuff.
People are doing it.
Be mad at nothing.
Brittany, have you not seen this?
Leroy, he's not making
this up. I'm not making it up.
He's not making this
up. And let me tell you this, and hear me now, Leroy. Okay?
Come on. You watch basketball.
I don't.
You know what's up.
Dude, I don't ever want to hear it. I don't ever want to hear it. I don't ever want to hear it again. Because it's ridiculous. That guy took a giant turd on the court, and his team stinks, and they stink because of him. And his coach benched him, made him sit there and watch it. You look at this. You look at this, Tootsie's boy. You see what happened when you spent all night with Cinnamon? You think Davion Mitchell was with Astron last night? No. Where was he? In the film.
He said no, because he lives down here.
I don't know. People live down here and still go to strip clubs, dude.
But that's what I'm saying. But he don't have to go like he has to go because he's only in town for one night.
Unbelievable. How much money do you think you spent at Tootsie's? It's a big contract.
Yeah.
It's a big contract.
Yeah.
Wow. I enjoyed that thoroughly. And people can say, oh, it's the Clippers. They say, I don't care. This is personal. This is personal. It has nothing to do with the team. It has to do with the player. And I enjoyed it. Love a night like last night. They're going to fire Ty Lue, though.
Is it his fault?
No, it's definitely not his fault. But they're going to make Van Gundy the coach. Did you know Jeff Van Gundy was on their staff?
I knew he took a
what
job.
What are you distracted by right now, dude?
I knew he took a job.
You're 3 minutes into the show, you distracted? What's up?
My phone constantly goes.
Put it away.
I can't, but then it's annoying.
You lost your tooth.
Do you want me to scare them away?
No, yeah.
You lost your tooth before the show.
Oh,
I got it back.
That's not how it works. This is not a cartoon.
What are you talking about?
That's how Bugs Bunny used
Brittany's
to do it.
Brittany's confused, but let me tell you.
Oh, okay.
I'm very confused.
Yeah, I'll explain it. Brittany, you know how Leroy has been housing down candy since before Halloween? So what are we going on? 7 weeks here? Almost.
It's been a long time, man.
What are you talking about?
I would say, okay, since October 10th. So we're talking about like 7 straight weeks of you doing nothing but housing down Swedish Fish, Sour Patch Kids, Skittles. And today, you brought in, what did you bring in?
Show it off.
What did you bring in?
Leroy, show it off.
What did you bring in?
Put in the camera.
That is a box of Munchkins.
I have to go right because left is a little.
It's a little wobbly.
Dude.
No, it's not
and
wobbly.
You lost a molar.
He lost
I can't get it out. I popped it in.
You popped it in?
Yeah.
It fell. He was playing with it.
What are you, Aaron Ekblad?
Let me go put it back in.
I cleaned it off.
Okay.
Popped it back in.
You cleaned it off.
You didn't clean it off.
Yeah, babe.
What?
I got the donut out of the... With some donut.
That is heinous.
I can't get it out.
That's disgusting.
I want to get it out and put it in my little...
That's an infection waiting
Dude,
to happen. Put it away.
You need to get that tooth out of your mouth, and you need to go see a dentist.
I'm going to.
And then you need to stop eating so much candy.
That candy in my desk? Confiscated.
You have been eating candy nonstop, and you say you brush your teeth. I don't believe you.
I brush my teeth like 20 times a day.
Ridiculous statement.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
You know what, Tobin? But he's always flossing on camera.
Flossing?
We have to believe half of this.
All the time.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? I'm talking about your Willy Blimpin' Wonka with all the candy you're eating lately. It's ridiculous.
You're in no place to talk about
people
eating.
You got dead tooth now.
You want to know how many cavities I've had in my life? Right. 0.0.
Me neither.
Yeah, okay.
No, I haven't.
Dude, your tooth just fell out.
Give
like
me your
you're a goon for the Panthers.
And here's the kicker. A lot of my teeth are mine because I've had them knocked out. So periodically.
Okay, so they're residents. So maybe you should, I don't know, take care of them a little bit.
I take care of them. I can't take them out and clean them.
Dude, you've had more sugar.
That's not taking care of them.
You've had more sugar over the last 7 weeks than I ever remember. I remind you, I been doing a radio show with you for nearly 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know your diet. You're usually a pretty clean eater. You're throwing mostly a carnivore. Leroy, I've never seen you eat this much sugar. Okay? I don't know why. I don't know if you just found a comfort in it. I've never seen you come in with a box of Munchkins.
I know.
You're always an egg sandwich guy.
I wanted an egg sandwich, but not from there. Not my go-to. I got near. And plus, you know how you go somewhere and you order something and you're thinking, oh, this is going to take a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to get something quick.
Okay. But again, that's great. We got to do something about this candy habit, dude.
I haven't had any candy.
Okay. Sugar.
We need to talk. Okay.
You are taking down way too much sugar, or you need to start bringing a mouthwash kit. Something. Between breaks. Your teeth need you.
I brush my teeth
they need
all
you
the
now.
Time.
It's a critical time, Leroy. It's a critical time.
All right. You guys are crazy.
Crazy. All right.
I don't know why my chiclet popped out.
I do. Sour Patch Kids. No. By the boatload.
Okay.
I'm going to my desk to see how much I have left over.
I'm not the only one.
I don't think you realize how much candy you've eaten.
You are the most
no,
one.
I
don't think you realize how much candy you've eaten. No judgment. You stay in great shape. I'm worried about the chiclets.
Yeah, well, we got a loose one. But I can't get it out. Oh.
Stop.
Oh, don't do that.
What?
I don't want you to play dentist.
I'm not playing dentist. I cleaned it off, popped it back in.
You
now I can't get it out.
You didn't clean it off.
Your hands are dirty, that's too. You need to
I got the donut from the inside. I popped it back in.
You are so foul.
How am I foul?
You barbarian.
I can't chew with the hole in my mouth.
This is the 1800s?
What? I can't chew with the hole in my mouth. Feels awkward.
Maybe.
Then stop chewing.
Maybe just take a break from the donuts for a little bit, dude.
No, I was hungry. But got up early this morning. I was in a hurry. Didn't want to be late.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Paisito.
Why don't you just give the headlines?
Our lowest price. Very distracting.
It's not distracting.
Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Final score last night, the Heat hammered the Clippers 140-127.
Wasn't that close.
Norman Powell had 30 points. Bam Adebayo, 27. Davion Mitchell, 16 points, 12 assists. Andrew Wiggins was awesome. Tyler Hero was awesome. The Heat were awesome.
Whee! I mean, it's hard to believe that a team with Kawhi Leonard and James Harden are that bad.
No, they stink.
They stink.
They stink.
And they got some other guys that at one point in time, we were like,
they got names.
Collins.
They got Collins. They got Chris Dunn. They got Brook Lopez didn't play yesterday.
Who's the big head that just looked like he's a moose?
Let me tell you something about Zubac. Okay?
Zubac is a moose.
Let me tell you what Zubac got yesterday.
His lunch money taken?
He got his lunch money taken, dude. He got the business. Do you want to know why?
Why?
It's not his fault. It's not Zubac's fault, Jennifer. It's not Zubac's fault.
It's not?
You want to know whose fault it was?
Who's?
The voters. Because they had the audacity last year, and may I say the audacity, to put him on all defense and not Bam Adebayo. Right. And if you don't think Bam Adebayo is keeping receipts, you are not just mistaken, but sorely mistaken, because he stuffed him in a locker. Ooh. Zubac was all defense. Are you kidding me? Crazy talk. Anyway, we'll take a break. Please go properly clean your tooth.
I can't take it out.
I'm going to go ask Promo if they have toothbrushes.
I can't take it out.
Yeah, we need to get you a QAM toothbrush.
Cute.
Oh, that's going to be good for my gums.
Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
15 minutes.
Bum bum. Ba-da-da, da-da-da. 15 minutes of heat here for you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Think Van Gundy gets nervous every time he sees Zone a building?
No.
Really?
Yeah. That was so long ago, they probably laugh about it.
Laugh about it, but you were on the bottom of his leg. It's not like, you know, you... It's. I don't think it's a. You don't think there's like a little bit of a flashback.
No,
goes
I
right
just
there.
Think it's hilarious.
Oh my God! What a time! What a time to be alive last night. The Heat, they win 140-127. Norm Powell. God, these Clippers! I can't believe they gave him away for slow-mo.
Did he even play?
Who? Slow-mo? Yeah. He's on the Jazz, I think. Oh. They three-weighed him. They thought. See, this is what the Clippers thought they were going to be cute, right? They thought Bradley Beal's going to be Norman Powell, and we're going to get John Collins. And, well, everybody thinks John Collins is going to be John Collins until he John Collins is it. You know what I mean by that, dude?
I do.
You know, it's limitations. Nice player.
I mean.
Hometown kid.
But.
I'm sure he'll have a Heat stick.
The problem is, is you thought Bradley Beal was going to be something that Bradley Beal has not been in 5 years.
The idea of Bradley Beal, of right. Wizards Bradley. By the way, the Wizards won last night, the Chris Middleton revenge game. Wizards beat the Bucks.
Chris Middleton.
Poor Chris Middleton had to play for the Wizards.
I know.
You know, I mean, I know handsomely reward, but still, I mean, seems beneath him. It was kind of like Chris Paul yesterday. Chris Paul's out there. Poor Chris Paul has to play with all the scrubs.
Yeah, like you this know, is where my career
this
is
where I'm at. I have to go play with two snot-nosed kids. This is where I have to be.
Guys that were playing when he was already in the league. Think about that. He's playing against or with some kids that weren't even born his first year.
Quite old. He is quite old. Yeah. He is quite old.
And he looks quite old.
He does. He's been playing a long time.
Yeah.
He's been playing a long time. Props to him for sticking it out for as long as he is. You don't have to outlast LeBron, Chris Paul. You could go take a nap.
You can, because LeBron has something that you don't have. Height and size.
Mm-hmm.
So his game can age. It could get to a point where all he does is post up stuff.
It was it was good to see all the threes drop yesterday, though, because, you know, that kind of felt like it was coming because the Heat had hit like this. Even with, I know everybody was concerned with the Tyler Hero thing, and I'm not saying that it's not warranted. And Spo did some things yesterday, like he kind of made the substitution of Tyler's the first guy out, and then puts Tyler in with Jaime as like the two crew,
mm-hmm.
and then he like kind of let the other four starters be with himself. He had been doing that with Wiggins, right. So that was a little bit of a flip.
Wiggins has to be on the floor.
Wiggins was a demon yesterday.
But that's what I'm saying. Like it in his efforts to make everybody happy,
mm-hmm.
he kind of sacrificed some of the things that were working. I like what he did last night though. And kind of look, you start Tyler,
yep,
but you bring in Jaime or you keep him in with the second group so he can just cook.
Yep. So we'll see. But the three, obviously, you know, it felt like the Heat were due for a shooting night like that. No, not like that. No, they felt like
did you think Davion and Bam were going to be the ones?
I think Davion Mitchell, every time he shoots, it's going in.
Because he only shoots open shots. So that's one thing. But what about Bam?
And
by the way, Bam tried the Heat check.
He did. Well, I understand it. You make five of them. If you make five, you're owed a 6-10.
Say,
now, Norman Powell, when he hit the Heat check.
Woo! Goodness.
His shot is pretty.
Oh my goodness.
What a time. But yes, Doc Rivers, your team lost to the Wizards last night. And according to Schmeath and Schmolnick here, Giannis has wiped his social media accounts.
He need to wipe his butt and get out there and play. Like we out here playing like crap, and your solution to this is not to play better, but to wipe your social media. How many points did social media have last night?
Oh, no.
Priorities, man.
Because I'm looking at these numbers, and you just got beat by Predator.
That's crazy. It's crazy. How much did Kuzma score for him last night? That's the trade they did it for.
Kuzma is with the Bucks now?
Oh, no. Kuzma.
Kuzma's gone Kuzma.
3 points?
3 points. Yeah.
Oof. Miles Turner.
Somebody said, whistle through your tooth. I can't. It's back in. I can't get it out.
Mm. But every time you say that doesn't mean stick your fingers back in your mouth.
Got it.
Oh,
that's
put it in the cup. No. Don't chew it.
Store it away. Clean it. Then go to a dentist.
I can't have the hole in my mouth,
dude. Leroy, put it in the cup.
You're gonna forget about it. You're gonna have some kind of meat today for dinner, and it's gonna be gone.
I'm good.
And then you're gonna have to poop out a tooth.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That's where it goes.
Oh my god. It's like putting a puzzle together.
A puzzle.
You are horrifying Brittany right now.
We have new people in the studio, Leroy. You're bullying your teeth in and out.
We're training Chico. Chico's aboard now, and this is the first show. This is the show that I'm on. Self dentist.
I would say to Chico, he better not lose none of them uppers. He got some choppers on him.
Welcome. What an introduction.
Welcome aboard, dude. Dude. Stop.
Leroy, stop.
Can
your
you just choose?
All right,
now just choose.
Oh, now you want to put it in the cup.
I couldn't get it back in.
Put it now. We got to get a little plastic for it, and then he puts it in his backpack because he's going to forget that tooth.
No, I'm not. I can feel the hole.
But you will.
No.
We'll find plastic. Don't worry.
I'll get it back.
I got you.
What can you say about yourself, honestly?
Stop looking at it.
Can we put that on Instagram, his tooth?
Of course. It's give me a cup.
Awkward.
Solana's making fun of you, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. He said you used to make fun of his gum health.
Let me see. Gum health?
He said that Leroy ripped me on air for having bad gums.
You talk about me having choppers? Look at that chopper.
That's a little bitty baby tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that is...
That's a big tooth. You want to see it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. If you lost a tooth, we'd have to get a bigger cup.
Woo!
That's a worker bee. That's crazy.
Let's see if
can you get an angle on that thing?
No. Wait, so she's going to dump it around. Then it's going to be all around the studio.
Dude, that's a full ass molar.
Okay,
Leroy, that's your full tooth.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Here. Careful.
I need to pop it back in. Because
I wish I can focus this.
Yeah, focus.
It's awkward.
I'm going to try this
be
camera.
Sergey.
Yeah, it's awkward.
It like what are we passing the tooth around? This is not show and tell.
That's what happens when you take your
maybe we can see the donuts here. On the tooth.
No,
That's the undercarriage. Now I gotta flip.
Okay.
I'm using his tooth like hibachi.
Look at that.
Look at that thing, dude.
That is terrifying. I'm petrified.
That's like a fossil.
I have a hole in my mouth.
That's a fossil.
Leroy, you're not putting it back in your mouth.
Oh, my
Why?
God.
Because we care about you.
You're going to get an infection,
you're
Leroy.
You're going to get an infection.
Hold on. Mouth infections are really bad. First of all, let's be clear.
Yeah.
There has to be an opening to get infected. Everything's sealed.
What do you mean sealed?
Huh?
What do you mean sealed?
There's no opening. There's no cut. There's no... It's just a cap. So in order for you something to get infected, it has to be some kind of cut.
No cap.
You've been saving that? Like, you've said it like 5 times. Let it go.
Minus
one. Let it go. It's not... Sealer it on up.
There might be some mouthwash in this building for sure.
Well, I'll clean it and clean my tooth before I pop it back in.
I can't believe that thing. That thing is a whole ass tooth.
It's
just a cap.
Okay.
It's just a cap. It just sits on top. Well, so all you gotta do is re-glue it. That's it.
You don't keep your glue handy though.
No, I'm not. I don't have
what kind
tooth
of
glue? You moron. It's like, hey, Len, you got any tooth glue?
Why you gotta go to Len, huh?
It's a hard stance to call. It's a hard stance to call me a moron when you're sitting here toothless.
I'm not toothless. I just have to chew on the other side. I have workarounds. That's why you got all them teeth.
Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Should say 15 Minutes of Heat was brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Will you be tuning in today to the CFP rankings, Leroy?
Am I gonna tune in? No. I just hear when all the Miami people complain. I think...
it's only complaining if you're not justified.
No. But... You were complaining before business was taken care of.
Actually, that was, but that's the point, is just because of faith. That's why.
No, but
faith as is belief as in the absence of proof.
As I made the point last week and the week before, the playoff committee has tried to move Miami as close to Notre Dame as they could. Mm-hmm. And now they're within a couple of spots. So now you can have the argument. There's no way we can have Notre Dame above Miami and be this close and say that Miami shouldn't be above Notre Dame because they beat them.
We'll see.
But to have the argument is my whole point. You guys can say what you want. My whole point was, in the last 3 years, I've watched this team fold like a cheap suit at the end of the year, and you're complaining before you take care of your business.
Why can't an expensive suit also fold?
Because an expensive suit you take care of.
So it's only voluntarily, but you could fold it if you wanted to.
Dude.
What?
Stop.
You nervous about today, Brittany?
Nervous isn't the word.
Angry? Annoyed?
I'm annoyed. Perturbed? Yeah, you know what? Perturbed. I like that word, Tobin. I'm perturbed about today for sure.
What did you think of the finale? How did you like how the season ended?
I thought it was perfect. I think you guys like to call me Negative Nancy, so I can.
Ever call you that. I never have called you a Negative Nancy.
Never.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't believe I've ever used the term Negative Nancy.
You definitely have, but it's okay. So I'm very much so. I very much so like was like okay. They need to prove themselves and. After Saturday, I called my dad. I said, I'm sorry. I think it'd be a massive disservice to not put the Miami Hurricanes in the college football playoffs.
And that's, see, I'm willing to have this argument now. I am. Because you took care of your business. But to have this argument before the end of the season with the way the last couple of seasons have ended is like, okay, relax.
But what I didn't like, Leroy, and why I think that the argument was like good to have was... The conversations were already circulating that they were already setting the precedent and the table for us to be left out because they were trying to make Notre Dame look so good.
Actually, see, and that's where we differ. Actually, and I said this before last week, they are trying to move Miami as close to Notre Dame as possible so this conversation can be had. They have moved Miami up. I mean, think about where Miami went from 19 to up to where they are now and how Notre Dame has mysteriously gotten up there too. If these two teams are close together, you have an argument. And they have moved them up so that they're within a couple of spots of each other. Now you can have a conversation about it. But until all these things happen, like – they're close enough where you can have the argument.
Well, it doesn't even matter about close, like close or not. Like it's it was a stupid thing to have to begin with.
Again,
that's the thing that's annoying about it. Like now they're close. It's like okay, cool.
No, but that it only listen. You can't complain about being being that far behind Notre Dame when they lost their two games and you lost your two games.
But you can when you beat them.
When you get All right. Do you understand how the rankings, how they work and work
well,
through this,
actually,
this season?
Well, actually, you know, the thing, I think the thing that's seven, frustrating about it is they seem to make up the rules as they go.
No,
like
listen,
they have a different explanation
listen,
every single
no,
time.
No, listen, I don't care about the explanation.
Well, you should because you're the ones in charge of it.
I don't care about the explanation. Just look at the reality of the situation. Stop complaining about it and just understand it. When you lost two games in the middle of the year, you and Notre Dame were moving in two different directions, okay? So that they were on their way up, even if they weren't ranked or ranked or whatever.
But the record was the same.
I'm trying to have a grown-up conversation.
Are you? Because you just seem like you're lecturing me. They had the same record.
No, that you can have the same record, but when you lose, you're going to get separated in the polls. You just are. If two teams are undefeated or two teams have one loss, but a team loses one game in November versus in
that.
September, you're going to be far apart.
Right, but now you're on board.
Okay, wait,
now listen.
So this is what happened. Notre Dame lost early. Miami lost in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. So that automatically separated them. But now, as the season has gone on, they're closer together. They're real close to each other. And now you can have that conversation. That's all I've ever been saying is that when you lost in the middle of the year.
But is it a conversation now or is it it's over? You agree that it should be over. Like if Notre Dame's ahead of Miami, it's a crime.
At this point, you have to put Miami above Notre Dame.
So it's
but we were. All right. I'm done with this. I'm trying to have a grown-up conversation.
Doesn't sound like
explain.
You are.
Really? Okay. Tell me the way the season played out. And the way Miami lost, and when Notre Dame lost, can you understand why they were so far apart?
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not really
the polls work that way. When you lose, you drop. When you win, you move up.
Okay.
So when you lose two games in the middle of the season and Notre Dame wins eight straight, they're going to be higher than you.
But you're on board now.
I give up. Why
don't you answer the question, though? All I'm trying to say is, are you on board now?
I don't want to listen.
So you think Notre Dame should be ranked ahead of Miami?
No, I didn't.
So you don't?
How many times have I had this conversation and I said that at this point, now that Miami has taken care of their business and they have the same record and they are close together, there's no way you can put Notre Dame in the college football playoff with Miami being right there and Miami have beaten them. Have I not said that from day one?
Yeah, but you're.
I've been consistent with how I've explained this.
Right, but you're still going.
I have been consistent with how I've explained this.
Right.
There has been no deviation from a month ago to right now. So what are we having an argument about?
That's what I'm actually curious about. You seem to keep going back to how I was arguing a correct take from 2 weeks ago.
No.
But right. I don't understand why you keep going there. I just want to know that you're on board for tonight. That's all I've been asking. I honestly was asking a simple question.
Okay.
But it feels like you're still arguing with me, and it feels like you agree with me.
No, I'm arguing as why it was the way it was.
I already know why it was the way it was. Chicanery and bull bleep. I know the way it was.
That's it.
Well, what would you say tonight if Notre Dame is ranked ahead of Miami? You wouldn't agree with that?
No, I wouldn't. And I said this last week and the week.
No. I'm saying you wouldn't agree that it would be bull bleep and chicanery if Notre Dame was ahead of Miami.
Yes, I said no. I'm saying Miami should not be.
Okay, so if they put that nod the entire time and they said, if their argument today was, well, you know what? It's still that Notre Dame has more excusable losses and Miami's wins weren't as impressive enough to move them ahead. And
they're
still, because they've already laid the groundwork for that.
They can't. Now you're talking about groundwork before you even know what's going to happen.
I'm setting up a scenario.
Okay.
Wait, so you think that...
See, why... Here's this. Why is Leroy getting all riled up for those Catholics? This has nothing...
It's
literally impossible to have a grown-up conversation about this.
At no point in time.
Have I sided through this conversation with Notre Dame? My whole argument was this is why it is what it is.
That's it.
Your entire idea of it has been don't talk until you take care
of
your business.
Yes, and now that I've said, wait, and now that you did, what
so why are you still arguing with me? But my point remained this. But my point now just has more evidence that I was correct.
No, but all right.
It does. The record never changed. All you saw was two more games of them performing, especially this last game, dominant. I was making the same arguments 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
I was still right.
But it's hard to make an argument.
It's not hard. I made the same argument, and now I have more proof.
Okay. What I said back then, and I'll be consistent about this, Miami has folded up shop the last 2 years at the end of the season. Until you take care of your business, then we'll have a conversation.
Okay, but here's the thing that this – and again, I get you, but if you want to bring in old seasons to it, which you shouldn't do – well, you just did. You just did. You just said that they folded up in past seasons, which I understand that has been a past. No.
That this was my thinking. It wasn't the committee's thinking.
Okay.
I'm saying, wait, Miami always complains about their situation and then doesn't go out and take care of their business. I said, take care of your business and we can have the conversation.
But now you don't want to have the conversation anymore.
No, we can have the – there is no conversation to have. Miami should be higher than Notre Dame.
Okay, so
is the conversation.
So you will call for a crime tomorrow if it is committed.
How many different ways do I need to say it? I have never said at this moment in time, if Miami takes care of their business in any way, shape, or form, have I? Have I said that Notre Dame should be above Miami? I've never said that. So what's the problem?
It kind of sounds like you're not on board.
Even if I'm not saying that. Yeah. Then I can't help you. I cannot help you. I can't.
Okay.
Like, I'm having a grown-up situation here.
I don't think you're acting like a grown-up.
How?
Because you're coming here from 2 weeks ago saying, they were justified because the Canes haven't taken care of their business yet, even though their records were the same.
Yes!
And the only reason for that was because Notre Dame, on these arbitrary rankings, got to work their way up, and the Canes were up and then just lost a couple of games. But the record remained the same. They still beat each other.
Wait, you don't think... You drop more if you lose to unranked teams.
It's all put together on a stupid
you're
track.
You're arguing about something else. I'm arguing about the reality.
We're not though.
When you lose to two unranked teams, you're gonna drop more than a team that loses to a ranked
team. But I'm telling you.
But that's all I was talking about.
But if
I'm
it
not
have,
talking about all this little dream stuff. I'm saying, why did Miami end up being 19th, and why did Notre Dame keep moving up?
Yeah.
Why? Because you lost to two unranked teams.
Cool. It's still one of these things though. Like if they're gonna end up today and they're not. You've been given the blueprint from this stupid committee for the last three weeks.
You are now in so many different ways, some of the same ways, doing the same thing that you accused me of before. Because you're already setting up a whole hypothetical situation when nothing has happened yet of how you're going to feel after Miami gets screwed.
Well, I have it yet because the Canes have been behind Notre Dame with the same record even though they beat them. So I'm not making it up. Like I've just been watching what the trend has been.
So I would like I would like for you to go through the schedule and tell me at what point based on how the season was played that Miami should have gone above Notre Dame.
Always. If you have the same
record. Even when they lost to two unranked teams and dropped to 19th, they sure should
have. Notre Dame should have been 20th.
Okay.
Because that's bad on them.
But you do realize that the rankings and how it plays out. Wait. You do understand that the rankings and how it plays out during the year. Like, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, they make it up.
No, they... Okay. All right. This is like... I mean, to have this conversation only to get to the point to say, I'm a Catholic, that's not... You know, it's like, hey, why don't you guys listen to the conversation instead of just accusing me of something that...
Not accusing you of anything. Really? I'm just saying, like, I've been making the same point for 3 weeks. You just needed two more wins to be on board with me. That's it. Nothing's really changed.
Okay.
Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up at Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.